Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Monday, August 24th, 2015. Israeli troops invade West Bank communities and kidnap civilians. Meanwhile, settlers set fire to a Palestinian family home. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Unknown assailants have set fire to a Palestinian house in Duma village to the east of Nablus on Monday. No casualties were reported. Locals believe that the Israeli settlers are behind the attack. According to local sources, the house of Munawwar Dawabsha was burned, causing suffocation among the inhabitants. They were taken to hospital immediately. Palestinian civil defense reached the house, put off the fire, and rescued the family members. Palestinian police have begun an investigation on the incident. The circumstances of this arson attack is similar to the attack of Saeed Dawabsha's family last month, in which a one-year boy was burned alive. His father died of injuries sustained in the fire, while his brother and mother are still in critical conditions. In other news, Israeli forces overnight abducted at least 8 Palestinians, including at least 5 minors, during home searches targeting West Bank communities. According to local sources, 6 Palestinians, including 5 minors, were detained from Jerusalem district and another from Hebron district. In the Gaza Strip, the Ministry of Health said Monday that 4 main hospitals may shut down within the next few hours due to lack of fuel needed to run them. Spokesperson of the Health Ministry in Gaza, Dr. Ashraf Al-Kudra, said that Al-Shifa Hospital, Kamal Adwan Hospital, Gaza European Hospital, and the Rantisi Hospital for Children are threatened to stop working in the coming hours because of the fuel in their electrical generator is running out. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, August 24th, 2015, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Maui and me, Ghassan Badnoura.